A sell-off across the board, corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. And I'll have the final numbers from USDA Report Day coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis. Grab that from Brian Basting of Advanced Trading at the end of the session. Markets were close to even on Friday before the USDA WASDE update and then moved a little lower after that report. It's nothing new to see liquidation in the marketplace, but we saw it yet again on Friday, Brian, after the report. What was in there that maybe helped push the markets further down?
Thanks for having me, Andy. I think we're just looking at a report that was generally in line with expectations for ending stocks, production, and so forth. And with that in mind, we turn back to trading weather. And the weather sure looks like it's going to be much cooler moving into the middle of July for most of the Midwest here. And we're looking at some rainfall moving in too. So the bottom line would be that not looking to much weather threat, as it were, moving into that critical period of corn pollination. Still got a ways to go on beans, of course, as your listeners know, but we're looking at favorable conditions, crop condition-wise, as we move into this second week in July, and the market just really couldn't find anything to hang its hat on, as it were, with this report on Friday.
So you're saying we quickly moved past the report and onto weather, which, of course, has been very good or promising at the very least.
I think that's the best way to summarize it. As you know, things can change. We could come in here Sunday night or Monday morning with a different forecast for the middle of July, and we're not saying this crop is made by any means, but the market is certainly looking at the consensus at the moment for a generally benign weather forecast. And as we move into corn silking pollination here, the next 2 weeks, pretty heavy. I think we're looking at the possibility of adding another 30 to 40% of the corn silking here over the next two and a half weeks. If that weather forecast plays out, then you're going to be looking at the potential for a very good corn crop. And generally speaking, there wasn't anything in the world numbers I'd add to in the report there on Friday that was very supportive in terms of a change to a bullish stance.
Let's take a more in-depth look at some of the numbers in that Friday report. U.S. yield for corn and soybeans, as expected, no change. 181 on corn, 52.5 on soybeans, but production did get lowered. Talk about that.
We knew from the acreage report at the end of June there that the USDA lowered its forecast of harvested acreage for 2025 on corn. That's just a known number. That one number will be incorporated now, at least for another month or two, perhaps waiting some FSA data on actual acreage. But point being is that we knew for this July report they were going to incorporate that harvested acreage number, and that acreage number was a bit lower than what they had penciled in.
Market analysis from Brian Basting of Advanced Trading. Brian's number is 309-664-2314. Final numbers at the end of trade. September corn had gone down 3.25 Friday, 396. December 412.25 down 4.25. March 4.75 lower, going to 429. August beans dipped to 10.04 1/4, 8.25 down. 7.25 lower on the September, 995. November 10.07 1/4, 6.5 down. September wheat led lower, 9.5 cents off at 545. Meats mixed. August live cattle, 222.20, a gain of $2.97. And August lean hogs, 104.67, down $1.55. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.